teachers, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now we'll start the Arabic class, and actually we'll start by revision of the family of the ba, ta, and sa. Okay, so now any one of you study ba, ta, and sa? Okay, you didn't. So I will revise it again with you, inshallah. Now I want you to open lesson number 3. Okay, this page of lesson number 3. Okay, please open this page. Page number 10, okay, and in page number 10 we will have a new family. This is the family of Ba, Ta, and Sa. Okay, this is a family of 3 letters. What is common for the 3 of them is 2 things. Number 1, the way you write it. What is the meaning of the way you write it? It is all like a dish which has an elongated base. Okay, when you have a dish or a plate with an elongated base. This is the 3 letters. So when you want to know the 3 letters, you draw 3 plates, for example, like this, with an elongated base. This number 1, they are familiar in the way you write them. Number 2, they are familiar because they are familiar together because they have dots. And as we agreed last week, I will start with you with the name of this one. What is the name of this letter, if anyone remember, and why? Okay, please, if you know, raise your hand, because why ta? Why, what makes you remember ta?
I'm from 2.
Very good. This is ta because we have 2 dots. So it is, you see, as if you letter, the word 2, you take this. So this is ta. Okay, then what about this one? Okay, who knows, please raise your hand, yes?
Sa.
Sa. Why you say sa? Because from the word 3, okay, because how many dots? There are 3 dots. Okay, this is the word 3. I will take the TH and this is the letter SA. Opa! MashaAllah, today there is someone looking for the class. Okay. Okay. Now, what about this letter? What is the name of this letter? Who knows the name of this letter? Okay, ba. Okay. So the letter ba, okay, it's having the dot below. Now, to make it more easy for you, where is the dot? Okay, the dot is below. So this is the ba. So whenever you have this family, the family of the ba, ta, and sa, you tell to yourself this family, the name of the letter is related to the dot. Okay, when the dot is below, so this will be the ba. When the dots are 2, this is the ta. When the dots are 3, this is the sa. Okay, try please to write this in your notebook, because this will make it easy for you, because we will have other letters with dots, okay, and maybe you will forget it. Below, 2, and, okay, no, this is mine. This is my bag. Okay, below 2 and 3. Okay, alhamdulillah. So now we have these 3. Now we want to have it with the vowels. So I want you now to get page number 11, because we will read with the vowels. Did you write ba, ta, and sa? No, let us write it first. Now again, inshallah. So now I want you to say ba and to write it 10 times. While you are saying ba, again, ba, ba. I want you, sister, please, when you write from right to left. From right to left, so that you are familiar with writing the Arabic. From right to left. Then while you are writing, you say, bah, bah. No, don't say it. No, just bah. Okay, just bah without any vowels. Okay, let us know the letter without the vowels. Okay, just the letter bah. Okay, let me see if the letter bah. Bah. Okay, ba. Without any vowels, okay? Yes, ba. Okay. Ba, okay. Where is the rest? Yeah, very good. Okay, keep on, I am watching. Okay, the letter ba. Then, sister, please don't talk, okay? Say ba.
Ba.
Ba. Ba. Now I want you to write the letter ta. Ta. Okay, what is the meaning of ta? This means that you will put 2 dots. Okay, while you are writing, say it loudly so that you remember ta. Again, ta. Again, 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 again. Okay, now please write the letter sa. and saying, this is the way to remember. Okay? Sa. 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 Okay, so now you know how to write ba, ta, and sa. Again, ba, ta, sa. Again, ba, ta, sa. Again,
ba, ta, sa.
Very good. Now please get to page number 11. Okay, and in page number 11, I will read it and you read after me with the vowels. Okay? This page number 11 is homework. It was a homework or not? It was a homework.
It was
okay, so inshallah I will give you more homework. Okay, so now let us say ba,
ba,
bu,
bu,
bi,
bi,
ta,
ta,
tu,
tu,
ti,
ti,
sa,
sa,
su,
su,
si.
Si.
Okay, now we will read the vocabulary. Okay, I want you to read the vocabulary one by one. Okay? You can start, can you? Okay, do you want me to read it for you first or you can read it, you can try it? What do you think? Okay, I will be the one to read it for you. Okay, sisters, let us look to the board. Let us look to the board, okay? I will write it for you and we will try to learn how to read it. Then I will, inshallah, call you one by one to read. So now when I will look to the first word, I will notice that I have a stick and I have a plate with a dot below it. This is the most simple way to know how to read Arabic without translating the letters to English. Okay? So when you will look to this, you will tell, I have a stick. What is the stick? When you see this stick in Arabic, immediately you make your mouth in a longitudinal way. Ah. 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 Then I look and I notice there is a plate with a dot below it and below. So this is ba. I will not try this one. I will get it in my mind. So this is ab.
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 Ab. What is the meaning of Ab? Father. So that you know in the Quran it is written Abi. Abi. Later on you will know it, but this is Ab. Okay, so please say it. Now I want you to repeat so that your tongue will be familiar with pronouncing the Arabic letters. Ab.
Ab.
10 times, sisters. Very good. Now, any one of you knows how to read this one, or I will be the one. If you know, raise your hand. Okay. You know? Okay. Go ahead. Please read it. What is this? Who raised your hand?
Rob.
Okay. Rob. Very good. This is the word. Again, sisters, try to remember. Okay? When I see this curve, I tell to myself, I must curve my tongue. Okay, so it will be ra, ra. Okay, and again, this is the dot below. So this is the b, okay, and this is the curve, so it will be rab. I think all of you know that, you know, rabbu samawati wal ard. Okay, this is rab, alhamdulillah. Okay, the third word is this word. Who knows how to read this word? Okay, let us put sukun. Please put sukun in your notebook. Okay, how to read this word. Okay, in order to remember how to read it. First the letter and then the vowel. Okay, so I will read the letter first. What is this letter, sisters? The. Very good. What is this? Equal to what in Arabic? In English, U. So it will be? Do. Do. Okay, this is in your mind. This is ba. Okay, so it will be? Do.
Do.
Please repeat it 5 times. Dob. Again. Dob. Dob. Try to feel the letter B. Dob. Because in the Quran, when the letter B is at the end, you must clarify. Dob. 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 Okay, now we will move to a more difficult word, but actually this is the word which means the reward in the Quran. Okay, this is a word which is used a lot in the Quran. Okay, this is equal to reward. Okay, so we must know it. Okay, now, or I tell you, let me keep this one for next week. It is a little no. Let me keep it for next week. Okay, now who will read this word? This is a simple one. Okay, this is a simple word. You want to read it? Okay, go ahead and okay. This one for next week. This one. Excellent. Sasa. Why she reads the word? Okay, because this is the A. Okay, then three. It will be TH. Three. Sasa. All of us together, sisters. Again. Five times. Keep on. Okay, now the next word. Okay, who knows how to read this word? You know how to read it? Okay, go ahead. Very good. Excellent. Okay, this is excellent, mashallah. Okay, so now, okay, sister, just a minute. Who doesn't know how to read this word? And please don't feel shy from any sister. You are here to learn for the sake of Allah. I don't know, I raise my hand. I don't know. Anyone doesn't know? Because I will give you a test next week. If you don't know, say, I don't know. Halas, all they know, alhamdulillah. So I will clarify it again. These are three dots. So this will be sa. With sa. You know, for example, okay, this is the letter below, it will be ba. And this is the ta. Okay, so sa, ba, ta. All of us together, sa, ba, ta. Keep on five times. Okay? Keep on, sister. Okay, this word now. Okay, who knows how to read this word? If you don't know how to read this word, sisters, please raise your hand. If you don't, okay, let me clarify to you this word, because now we will have the connected, two letters connected together. Please don't talk for the sake of Allah, because I'm tired now. Okay, don't talk. Now when I see this one, I will divide it. I will say this is ba with fatha, plus ra with sukoon, plus dal with sukoon. No, not barada. Not barada. This is wrong. If you know, raise your hand. Okay, so now I want you, sister, with the green head.
Oh, Allah.
Yes. Please read it.
So that's
ba. Ba, very good. Okay, ba.
Ba.
What is the next letter? Please
that's
don't
ra.
Tell her. Please don't tell her, okay?
No.
Go ahead.
That's ra.
Ra, very good.
And that's da.
Very good. Put it together.
Ba, ra.
Yes, bard.
Bard.
Because this one is sukoon, not fat. Okay, bard. Bard. Okay, now the next word is from the Quran, inshallah. Who will know it?
I'm going to write it down.
Okay, who will read this word, sister? Don't talk, please. Who will read this word now? Sisters, you don't know Surat Tabbat Shada Abi Lahabin Watab? Okay, now I tell you, sister. Okay, Ra, Ta, Ra. Now we will move to the next one. Okay? Who will read this one? Okay. Now this one again, I will divide. If anyone knows, okay, if not, because I want to look quickly. Okay, I will divide this one, no problem. Please look here. This one is the letter sa, because this is three, so it will be th, sa. And what is this letter?
Wa.
And what is this letter with the dot below? So this is the ba, and this is the wa, and this is sa, saub. Saub means dress, okay? Saub. So I want you to say it all of us together. Saub. 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 Next one is very close to it. It is the same sa and the wa and the ra. It will be saur. 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 Okay? Next one is ba, plus da, plus ra. This is Badr. You know Badr? You know Badr in the Quran. Okay, now I will read these vocabulary words and I want you to say it after me five times. Next week, inshallah, I will ask most of you to read all the vocabulary words. Okay? Up. Three times. Up. Up.
Up.
Up. ثبت
ثبت
برد
برد
ثبت
ثبت
رتب
رتب
ثوب
ثوب
ثور
ثور
بدر
بدر
again up
up
رب
رب
دب
دب
أسس
أسس
ثبت
ثبت
برد
برد
ثبت
ثبت
رتب
رتب
ثوب
ثوب
ثور
ثوب
بدر. Okay, please sister move to the next page. Okay, in next page I will read it for you. Actually in next page the word ثبت, the word ثبت doesn't have any vowels. I will make it the ta. Please look to your notebook. Above the ta put fatha, above the ba ta ba ta fatha, and above the ta sukun. So it will be ثبت. Okay, ثبت. Okay, so number one ثبت أسس again ثبت
رتب
رتب ثور ثوب بدر and above the ra put sukun بدر. Okay, then next word don't say it. Okay, forget the next one. The next, the one before the end,
radada.
All of us, radada. Then the last one, bard. Again, quickly, tabbat. Assasa. Tabbat. Rattaba. Saur. Saub. Bard. Radada. Bard. So, inshallah, now, alhamdulillah, you all are convinced that you can read and write up to page number 13. Now regarding the homework, sisters, inshallah, next week you will have a new family. I don't want you to move to new family while you are not sure 100% of this. We have three, we have up till now 9 letters. Okay? 6, A, da, da, ra, da, wa, and then we have ba, ta, sa. So you have all of all 9 letters. Okay? Inshallah, next week when you will have 3 letters more, this means that you have 12 letters out of 28. You are about to have half of the Arabic alphabet. Alhamdulillah. So we don't want to have the new family before you are sure that you are sure of the previous. So the homework for next week is vocabulary page 6. Okay? This I, inshallah, next week I will give you a test. Now I am clarifying. You know, this is my duty. You must have a test before starting any new family. Page number 6. Please open page number 6. I will read it for you again now. Inshallah, next week you will read and write. Okay, page number 6. Now we will read it together. Dar. Actually, in this page there is no vowels. Okay, I will put for you the vowels now. Please have a pen and put it with you, so that you will be able to read it. Okay. Dal fatha. Alif fatha. Okay. Ra sukun. Okay. Next one. Zain fatha. It is clear for you? Page number 6. Okay. Page number 6. Move for me one word, one by one. I will put the vowels. Okay. The first word is dar. Dal fatha. Alif fatha. Ra sukun. Okay, we'll move to the next one. Zain fatha, alif fatha, dal sukun. Okay, the third one, please make the letter Zain curve with a dot. Okay, Zain fatha, alif fatha, ra fatha. Clear? Three fathas. Word number 3 fathas. Word number 4, fatha above the za, fatha above the a. Za. Next word, wa, ra, da. Fatha, fatha, sukun. Word number 5, fatha, fatha, sukun. Word number 6, fatha, sukun. Fatha, sukun. Word number 7, fatha, sukun. Word number 8, dhamma. Fatha. Fatha. Word number 8, fatha. Word number 9, ra, da, da. Three fatha. Three fatha. Word number 10, wa fatha, fatha, sukun.
Number nine,
does it have a number nine? No, ra, de, de, three, ra, de, de, ra, de, de. No, no, no dot, no dot,
no dot,
no dot.
It looks like a dot.
Okay. There is no dot. Number 10, fatha, fatha school. Okay? Yes, now I will read it, sisters, and you read after me because this is the homework. You will write this vocabulary word 5 times. In Arabic only, no need for the English. Please write it 5 times. Pronounce it loudly while you are writing it. Dar. Read, read after me. Dar. Ra. Da.
Ra.
Zara.
Zara.
Ze.
Ze.
Warad.
Warad.
Wad. Wad. No, wad.
What?
I am trying for you to pronounce all the letters in different ways, so that your tongue will be familiar with pronunciation of the Arabic. What?
How?
How? Where? Ra, da, da.
Ra, da, da.
Wad. Again, dar.
Dar.
Zed.
Zed.
Zara.
Zara.
Ze.
Ze.
Wad.
Wad.
Ow. Where? Radada. Wet. This is okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Page number 6. Then you will move to page number 9. Page number 9. Okay. The homework, the lower part of the page, please write it 3 times. I will read it now very quickly. Warada. Did you get it, sisters? Okay, please get it. Page number 9. The lower half, 3 times. This is the way. If you will be doing a lot of homework at the beginning, inshallah, you will learn very easy after this. Okay? So, page number 9. Wara da. Dara za. Zari. Ziri. Ziri.
Ziri.
Rawada.
Rawada.
Zadara.
Zadara.
Zuruzu.
Zuruzu.
Zadada.
Zadada.
Zirada.
Zirada.
Zududu.
Zududu.
Wizazu.
Wizazu.
Riradu.
Riradu.
Durizi. Then sisters move to page number 12 and page number 13, every one of them 3 times. Or if you make it five times, it will be for your sake. Okay? Try every day, sisters, to have 30 minutes for the Arabic language. I don't want you to keep the homework to one day before the class. Okay? You will be forgetting all what we learn. Try every day to have 30 minutes. Okay? And have part of this page, part of this page, part of this page, so that you will be familiar, inshallah, with all the letters. Let us now make the dua. And inshallah, again, next week you have a test. Okay? Okay, sisters, let us now make the dua together. Okay. Yeah. So forget about the Arabic, let us make the dua. Okay, I have all of these pieces for you. I don't know, subhanAllah, how we get all of this.
That was from last week.
Let us make the dua. A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and or your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from trials in lifetime and after death. Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen. Sisters,
again, sisters, I want to